Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland Governor promulgates ordinance incorporating anti-defection law into the Nagaland Municipal Act. Fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly to be held on August 27. MLA and advisor Hekani Chakalo says one of the biggest concerns for Nagaland is the Sustainable Development Goals. An MLA and Chairman Walker, DPEDP, YM Humzoy inaugurates Kello India Centre for Boxing at Police Reserve, DF Walker. Now the news in detail. In a significant move, the Governor of Nagaland has promulgated an ordinance incorporating the Anti-Defection Law into the Nagaland Municipal Act. The ordinance, the Disqualification on Ground of Defection in Urban Local Bodies Ordinance 2024, number 2 of 2024, received the Governor's assent on 15th of July, as stated in the Nagaland Gazette. The ordinance addressed the disqualification of ULP members on grounds of defection aimed at promoting political stability and integrity within urban governance. According to the ordinance, a member of a ULP house belonging to a political party will face disqualification if they voluntarily give up their party membership or vote against party directives without prior permission. If such actions are not condoned by the party within 15 days, the member will be disqualified. Additionally, the ordinance includes provisions of exemptions in cases of mergers. If at least two-thirds of a legislature party's members decide to merge with another party, disqualification on the ground of defection will not apply. The ordinance also specifies that any question regarding a member's disqualification will be decided by the chairman of the ULP concerned, whose decision will be final. In cases involving the chairman's disqualification, the House will elect a member to decide the matter. The chairman of the ULP is empowered to make rules subject to state government's approval to implement the ordinance provisions. These rules will govern the maintenance of party membership records, reporting condonations of defection, and procedures for resolving disqualification disputes. The fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will be held on 27th of August. Secretary in charge of the Assembly Secretariat, Krohit Donio Rio, in a press release today informed that Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan has summoned the fifth session of the current Assembly at 9:30 a.m. on August 27 in the Assembly Hall of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly. MLA and advisor, Industries and Commerce, Hekani Chakalo, today said that one of the biggest concerns for Nagaland is the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG. Chakalo called upon the officers of various departments to put collaborative effort and improve the SDG ranking of the state. Addressing the monthly meeting of Jumukitima District Planning and Development Board at DC's Conference Hall, Jumukitima, Chakalo said the district has many advantages. The advisor said that it is up to the officers of the district to come up with plans so that the district performs better than the older districts which have their own challenges. She encouraged the board members to reflect and work together as a team and put in efforts to make Jumukitima District a positive district. MLA and Chairman Walker DPEDP YM Humzoy today inaugurated the Kello India Centre KIC for Boxing at Police Reserve DEF Walker. Speaking at the inaugural function, Humzoy lauded the state government and the Youth Resource and Sports Department for adopting Regimental School, Walker, to set up the KIC for boxing. Stating that Walker has no shortage of talented individuals in sports, the MLA said that boxing enthusiasts from all over the district will be nurtured and groomed through this centre. Humzoy assured every possible help to upgrade and make this centre a reputed centre. He expressed hope that the centre will produce prominent sports personalities. Walker Superintendent of Police Abdullah T. Imjan informed that an MOU was signed between the Police Department and the Youth Resource and Sports Department for a period of 4 years to identify young talents. Imjan urged the youths from across the district to avail the facilities of the centre if they are interested in boxing. Under KIC Boxing, a permanent coach has been appointed to identify and train young talents. Currently, 14 girls and 18 boys are enrolled as trainees to undergo training from different schools under WOKA.
अब आएगा देश में न्याय का नया दौर दंड नहीं अब न्याय पर होगा सबका जोर विकसित भारत का ये है नया अध्याय सबसे समान व्यवहार मिलेगा सबको न्याय व्यवहार मिलेगा सबको न्याय सरल है सुलभ है पारदर्शी तकनीकी युक्त है और है स्वदेशी इसमें है महिलाओं बुजुर्गों का सम्मान शामिल है इसमें जन जन की आन साथ इसके चलने का देश पर चढ़ा जुनून ये है आजाद भारत के अपने कानून.
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIA News Kohima. The Supreme Court has said that a retest of the NEET examination has to be on a concrete footing. The Supreme Court bench, headed by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, today started hearing more than 40 petitions alleging irregularities and malpractices in the conduct of the Medical Entrance Exam, NEET UG 2024. The apex court underscored the fact that the sanctity of the exam was compromised beyond question. It, however, maintained that the decision to cancel the exam in its entirety would be an extreme last resort as it affected the lives of over 23 lakh students. Shamador Chesor Road, which was damaged due to incessant rain, has been cleared till Y Anar village. An official bulletin said that a road clearance till Y Anar village was made possible with the intervention of the MLA and Advisor Youth Resources and Sports, Kyushu Yumchunga, and Public Works Department. Y Anar village council expressed their appreciation to the MLA and Advisor, the Executive Engineer Roads and Bridges, and the STO Roads and Bridges, Shamador, for restoring the road within a short time period. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired the 7th apex level meeting of the Narco Coordination Centre, NCOD, in New Delhi. The meeting aims to coordinate and synergise the efforts of various central and state government agencies involved in countering drug trafficking and abuse in India. The Home Ministry stated that the government has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against drug trafficking to combat the menace of drugs. It added that the government aims to achieve a drug-free India by 2047 through a three-point strategy, strengthening institutional structures, enhancing coordination among all narcotics agencies, and launching extensive public awareness campaigns. Four passengers were killed and two others injured after 12 coaches of the Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express derailed in Uttar Pradesh, Gonda district today. The incident occurred in Pikaura, when the train was en route to Dibrugarh in Assam from Chandigarh. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took stock of the situation and instructed the officials to immediately take the injured to the hospital and ensure proper treatment. Railways officials said the derailment of the express train affected the traffic on the route leading to the diversion of various trains. Assam Chief Minister's office said Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has been informed about the incident and he is monitoring the situation. Youth Resources and Sports Department has informed that it is implementing free training course under Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana PMKVY 4.0 scheme, which is fully sponsored by Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Government of India. In this regard, the department is inviting interested candidates for undergoing training for the job role of mobile phone hardware technician and drone technician. The training for mobile phone hardware technician will be held at Dimapur, while training for drone technician will be held in Kohima and Dimapur. Registration for the training can be done by visiting www.nagapot.net. The last date for enrollment is 23rd July 2024. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Nagaland Governor promulgates ordinance incorporating anti-defection law into the Nagaland Municipal Act. fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly to be held on August 27. MLA and advisor Hekani Chakalo says one of the biggest concerns for Nagaland is the Sustainable Development Goals. An MLA and Chairman Walker, DPDP, YM Humzoi, inaugurates Kello India Centre for Boxing at Police Reserve, DEF Walker. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.